Hey guys, Dean Calora here, CEO and co-founder of TidalTap. Today, kicking off our cast, we've got Hoyt Mann with Alana.ai. I'm super pumped to have him on. We're going to dive into the meaningful value of great communication and how to have value-add conversations, and not only what that means for your operational efficiencies and saving time, but how that can be a real impact to your competitive advantage from a marketing standpoint. So without further ado, let's dive in. All right. Hoyt Mann, how are you?
Doing well, Dean. Thanks. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Yeah. You know, you are our first that we have on the cast here. And I couldn't be more excited. Elliot and I were talking about this for the last 3 years. And, you know, we were joking before we hit record, but, you know, the reality is there's just no good time. So we're diving right in, man.
Let's do this.
Yeah. So, hey, let's get you introduced to the audience a bit. Tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are, where you're based out of, any background you want to share.
Sure. So we're based out of McKinney, Texas, been in Texas pretty much my whole life. And we have no reason to leave this area. The weather's great. The people are great. Got great access to resources. We started now two different companies here in the McKinney area. When I say we, I mean Randall Nelson, myself, the other co-founder of Alana. And it's a great place to have a business, great place to live. And we're excited to be in that DFW Metroplex area.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, been down there with Elliot a few times, and love every time we go. Just a ton to do, and we keep on adding to our list every time we go. So, awesome. Well, you know, I think we can kind of dive in a little bit. Yeah, tell us a little bit about Alana and kind of how that story began, and you know how it relates to the title industry. Any background you want to share there, just to kind of connect it to the title agents and attorney agents that are listening.
Sure. Well, it makes sense to kind of go back to the beginning, and I'm going to go all the way back to the early 90s. I've almost got 30 years in the tech industry, and with those 30 years, a lot has happened. It started out when the internet just came into being and websites just came to be a thing. And that's where my career started, coming through .com world and in experiencing VC money and in bleeding edge tech companies. That was really my background, my bread and butter. I'm a software developer by trade, and I was always just thirsty to be on the edge of that technology until it all came crashing down in 2000. And so at that point, I was tired of being on that roller coaster of always at the verge of going public and trying to make something out of nothing, and not really having a solid footing in business, which that's my background as well. And I got introduced to this guy Randall Nelson in this small office downtown McKinney, and I'm like, what are these guys doing? They were developing RamQuest in a software called software platform called Delphi. And Delphi was an object-oriented software development language, very, very non-mainstream, at least in my world. And so I'd come from Java and C backgrounds and even mainframe programming. But so this was a new thing. And I met this guy, Randall, very understated gentleman. But we both had, he's a software developer. I am. He's built businesses, which I hadn't done at that point, from scratch. And we hit it off. And I started working with him, you know, tackling some of his biggest challenges. When I joined Randall, his biggest challenge was getting a software release out consistently to customers in a way that software would not break operations. And if any of the listeners are longtime RamQuest type customers, they might even remember back in the day where they were literally a scared, if you will, to accept a release from RamQuest because the history was one of a bumpy release process. So much so to where it was really, really challenging. So when I came to Randall, Randall's like, your number one job, get releases out without breaking customers. That's it.
That's it.
I'm like, well, that's it. That's easy enough.
Yeah, and sure.
So that was back in 2000 when I started working with Randall, and we've had a great run coming from those RamQuest days all the way into the future or to the present here. And
that's awesome. So how Alana, like you meet Randall. You know, you've got this mandate to get the releases out without any bumps or bruises. How does Alana come to be?
Yeah. So I have a long path, long-winded story to kind of get to Alana, but really the roots have always been customer service. And that getting customers releases consistently out, dealing with customers and making sure they're happy is all about customer service. And as coming through RamQuest, it was interacting with customers. We released Paperless Closer at RamQuest. That was the first web portal back into a title production system that the industry hadn't really known about. And so a web app portal. Come all the way to the future now, we've had customer service background at a previous software company. And now coming to Alana, it was about customer service. It was about how do we make customer service better in a world to where customer service is important. And we found that as we were developing Alana, one of the questions we were asking, you know, potential customers was, what are your biggest challenges? And and Dean, I know that you're part of the choir here. You know, communication is a huge challenge in this industry.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And so we said, how can we create some products around communications? And what does that look like? And we had some previous experience thinking about websites, thinking about web portals, thinking about different way email communications, different ways to communicate with customers. Then we said, you know what? You know, texting and mobile devices are key to an evolving customer base. Not only that, so a mobile platform base, but also you know, these virtual assistants, Siri and Alexa, are in every one of our lives, day in and day out, and now they're starting to bleed into the customer in the business side of the world. And so, because customers are, you know, everybody's bringing devices to work.
Sure.
And now they kind of expect, hey, I'm interacting with these big brands. They're interacting with text. They're interacting on mobile devices. Now all of a sudden, businesses in the title industry have a little bit of an expectation put on them to behave similarly, or they're looked at as archaic. They're looked at as behind the times.
Yeah, I want to press pause for just a second, because I think what you touched on there is a really interesting, but not, you know, foreign concept, you know, this whole concept of customer service and communication, right? Those two seemingly go kind of hand in hand and build on the potential reputation of a business. Would you agree that you, or do you hear, because I hear this often, you know, this whole lack of time to be able to be everywhere, you know, on demand, and you've got a lot of, you know, high emotional, you know, feelings happening in the process of a transaction, a lot of deadlines. You know, sometimes we just can't get to it fast enough. So, and right, wrong, or indifferent, that has this impact on our level of service, you know, in the eyes of the consumer. Did you start hearing more and more about all that being connected? And is that part of what you led to solve?
Yeah, you know, in the title industry, or just in the industry in general, there's early adopters. There's people that are looking toward the horizon and even and trying to predict beyond that on where they see the industry going, how they can differentiate themselves, and how they want and need to react to their customers. And to your point, 24/7 type of responses, they're unrealistic from a customer expectation, but they're still put on these businesses.
Sure.
And so, yeah. So now the businesses, if they care, they want to respond to those expectations. So how do they do it? Well, maybe, you know, they expand their working hours, or, you know, now you have people running around using their personal devices, their phones, to actually try to deliver on that level of customer service, either from just a personal I care bit perspective, or, you know, this is how our company operates, and this is how it goes. So there's this scope creep, if you will, of customer service that is either proactive in a leadership perspective, or reactive. And this is just how this is. We've always taken care of our customers, and our customers demand more. We deliver more, and we're trying to keep up with the needs of our customers. And again, like, some people are proactive and thinking we want to differentiate ourselves. Other people are reactive, going, this is what we have to do to stay in business and to gain the market share that we either have had in the past and might be eroding, or to keep the market share or grow the market share. So everybody attacks it or is caught up in it in one way or another.
Yeah. But I think the weight of that pressure of, you know, needing to deliver on great customer service, you know, it does tie hand in hand to how consistent your communication is. And we always, you know, talk about over communicating. A lot of what customers tend to gripe about sometimes is just not knowing where they are in the transaction, or, you know, not knowing what they need to bring, or, you know, you get all these kind of, you know, common questions, so to speak. So talk to us a little bit about sort of what is the biggest challenge. It sounds like, you know, we got, you know, some good background and sort of your why and how you came to be. What is the biggest challenge you tackle with Alana, and sort of how does that happen?
Yeah. One of our biggest challenges is it's really, really technology adoption is key, but at the same time, it's sometimes we highlight a problem that people don't know they really have. And so then they see that problem and they're like, okay, now we want to address it. And we have technology to help address it. But, you know, I think it's just like any other technology. It's hard to kind of eat that whole elephant at one time. You know, it's like, there's all these pieces and parts. And my message to our customer base is, look, we want to meet you where you're at. We want to give you as much as you need today. And when you've done consuming and digesting that, we got more. There's more that you're not going to hit the bottom of the Alana technology stack for the most part, because we're building, we're innovating, we're doing more. So I think my biggest challenge is understanding where the customer's at, understanding where people are at when they come to us, and then meeting them at that point, delivering some near-term needs so that they can realize that value as quick as possible, and then give them more. Again, when you, I'll just bring back Alexa. Alexa has all these things that she can do, you know, but you might just want to know the weather.
Sure.
And just ask her the weather, you know, but she can actually do all these other things. You know, you can deliver messages to other Alexa devices. You can have Alexa skills tell you, you know, give you a countdown, how many days to the end of school. I mean, you can do all these really fantastic things with Alexa, but it really just comes back to understanding that customer need and then addressing that need and not outstretching what a customer is capable of handling before they're really even ready to deal with it. But we're a tech company. We have solutions for days.
Sure. I would say, though, to dial it in for the audience, though, that we talk about communication and we're talking about consistency with that. So would you say that the biggest yield or result or benefit, rather, of some of your most common pieces of feedback that you get from customers about what Alana did to save on X, Y, or Z, or how they're leveraging it to help them do X, Y, or Z. Can you provide some examples of, you know, how that's impacted your customers and a little bit of a breakdown, maybe at a high level, of how Alana sort of works?
Yeah. So coming to my first kind of, you were saying, okay, what's a big challenge that we continue to work with? One, we come to technology adoption, and you were touching on customer communications and just communication in general. And the funny thing is, it's always about as I was saying, meeting a customer where they're at, we want to communicate. Title companies can have a very strong desire to communicate, but communication, a lot of times people think about it as this bullhorn. I'm standing on top of the roof. I'm telling all our customers all the information they need. I'm sending them 100 emails, and yet I still get phone calls. Yet I still have people show up. They don't know what's going on. And so what I see is that that's not communication. That's a one-way blast, preaching from the rooftop, so to speak. And it's not a conversation. That's not collaborative. That's not what people, it can be non-effective. Mm. And so from Alana perspective, one of the biggest benefits, one of the biggest keys that title companies will get is this indicator of when a message is sent out, a reaction to that message. So Alana has one of the core features, and one of the first things we implement is this idea of sending out a text message as soon as their file gets started. But in that text message, one of the key pieces, so this comes to technology adoption, it gives an introduction. Hi, this is Alana. Save me as a contact. I'm going to be sending you more valuable information. And oh, by the way, reply back to start the conversation to figure out what's your next step. And those interactions are a key indicator that the message was heard. You have feedback. Now we got a real conversation. There's a feedback loop there of I've sent it. I've received, you received it. You responded to it. And so now that's real communication when you look at that definition. And so that's super exciting to see the elevation of those interactions continuing to increase, that it's just not noise. It's just not get another email on top of the stack, or something that goes into this black hole, and you're like, man, I sent them everything they need, and they're still clueless. It's like, and that just comes from a different perspective of how you want to communicate.
Yeah, and what I find really, really cool is this is all being done without necessarily a human trying to slide this into their day, right? It's being done through technology. And I don't know if you can speak to that a little bit, but I know that's been one of the biggest, I think, benefits of this and this whole concept of artificial intelligence and some machine learning behind the conversations. It's really been kind of a differentiator in the tech space within title. So I don't know if you want to add to that a little bit.
It's huge. The staffing issue has been creeping up on us
for 100%
forever. I say forever, but it's really, really pronounced in the past 3 years, I'd say. And that staffing issue combined with volumes increasing, it's just more pressure, and then elevated expectations of customer service from title companies. So now all title companies are in their mind thinking about digital transformation. It's like, well, what does that even mean? It's the idea of moving from, from the manual process, the paper-based process to a digital process. And so we hear about all these technologies like RON and AI and all these other things. It's like, okay, what does that really mean? In my world, in the Alana world, and it's about how do we increase the ability to communicate without increasing staff? How do we make our communications more effective without burdening the staff even more with the work they already can't get all the way through? So it's
absolutely
like a true solution is one that's not adding more to somebody's plate. And so that to me is key. If you can add, the technology in itself, it's deep, it's complex. You talk about conversations, you talk about intent, AI level, conversations, you talk about intents, you talk about, how human-like can Alana be, all that stuff. It's like, it's mind-boggling what it takes to deliver something like this on a technology side. Yeah. But in our customer base, nobody cares about that. What they care about is, did I communicate effectively to the customer? Is that workflow for title end to end smoother? Did I really save true time? Did I really save true effort? Did I really help the employees have a better day based upon technology working for them versus them working for the technology?
And there's always this hesitation with, is it going to deliver at the same quality or represent me well, right? The way I want to be represented in the standard that I require. And to your point, do I have to create a new habit to do it, right? I just have no time to mess with that, right? I'm just trying to deliver on my closings and deliver these amazing experiences. And there is a staffing issue, you know, specifically around experienced staff that would have some of these impacts in a positive light. So there's no doubt we've seen also just a tremendous lean into more technology to help solve those problems. So what question haven't I asked you yet around Alana?
You know, it's always loaded. You just asked a tech guy, you know, open up the book and right. What have I not asked you? You know, one of the exciting things, we just had a webinar yesterday, and the exciting thing that we just released to our customer base is a concept that Alana now, from a conversation perspective, Alana now speaks 50 plus languages.
Wow, that's so awesome. That's
the
awesome.
Concept of staffing shortages. Let's multiply the issue of not only a staffing issue, but let's talk on top of that of a multilingual staff that you would want to have at a title company. And so I was talking to this large title company in Utah, and they and I asked them, I said, hey, do you have challenges from a multilingual perspective? And they're like, we have significant challenges. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Utah, close to Arizona, maybe they have a healthy amount of Spanish speaking transactions happening. And come to find out, I was completely wrong. They have a tremendous amount of foreign transactions happening in Snowbird, in the ski resorts around Utah, around Salt Lake.
Interesting.
French, German, just European based languages, and around the world, actually. That challenge is near and real in their world. And it caught me off guard. I'm like, oh, I didn't even consider that their client base in these, you know, very popular areas are international, as globally international. And the part of the title of our webinar was Meeting Customers Where They're At, which nice. Is that concept, communicating where with your customer in a means that's most comfortable for them.
Yeah.
And so it rang true. So yeah, that's awesome. It's fun stuff.
Yeah. So, so it's multilingual. So what I want to do is just kind of press pause for a second and, to our audience, kind of think through this a little bit strategically. I mean, you know, the premise of the cast is really to kind of help you think on how we can leverage technologies like Alana that have this tremendous operational efficiency benefit for you and use that in a competitive advantage throughout your marketing. You know, all too often, again, we don't really articulate, you know, and Hoyt, you've probably seen this too. You know, you guys do a really good job, right, at selling to the title agent and all the benefits and why they should care. But then, you know, that title agent has to now try to, you know, corroborate that story into what that means to their customers, you know, their buyers, their sellers, their investors, and the realtors. And so, you know, it's not always an easy direct line of sight as to how to package that. This is an example of a great, and I think what you guys have done is tremendous, Hoyt. And for those that don't already know, Alana is a TitleTap Hub partner. And the whole premise of that hub launching is we wanted to make that combination of great, I've got this awesome technology I've invested in this case in Alana, and I leverage TitleTap for my website. How can I tell the story of my new capabilities now with Alana through my website? So we've collaborated together to kind of tease out those what's in it for my customer through our hub in kind of a one-click easy button. So we'll get to that in here in a little bit, but as we're talking about competitive advantages, you know, the ability to turn around a response very, very quickly is powerful. You know, whether it's, again, status of a file, we talk about communication being key to a perceived heightened sense of good customer service. So this allows you that ability, and that should be talked about. The other thing that, you know, Hoyt, you mentioned was texting. And we have found in several instances too, that those get responses. People read that. They might be drowning in email, but they're looking at their phone and seeing, you know, text come through. And so, you know, it's a very powerful means of delivering information that's meaningful. So, again, that's really, really, I think, a benefit. And we've seen that, you know, too, with some of our mutual customers, as a powerful means of communicating, you know, some next steps in the transaction or just some basic information.
Well, Hoyt, I know, you know, kind of building off of this concept of marketing someone's technology capabilities, now that, let's say, they are an Alana customer in their marketing plan, the whole concept of that hub was to help them do that. So I'm going to actually share my screen real quick for those looking at the video portion of the cast and just show what I'm talking about here really quickly. So if you go to TitleTap.com marketing-hub/, you're going to find a whole sort of ecosystem of different technologies and partners that we have in the hub. One of which is Hoyt's company, Alana. And so you can, you know, find Alana in our communications tab. You can see some examples here, sort of what you get, but there's an add this to my website feature. So if you just click on that, you fill out this information. If you're not an Alana customer yet, we'll put you in contact with them. If you are, our team will work with Alana's team. We kind of know what to do with that to help, you know, tease out the marketing benefit there. So Hoyt, I mean, if someone is kind of, you know, getting started with thinking, hey, this might be a good competitive advantage for me in my market, what are some of the suggestions you have for them in terms of how should they start framing, like what types of questions, conversations am I after? You know, are there any sound bites there that you can help with some tips on how to think of this?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest things is to talk with your staff. Escrow officers can be overwhelmed, especially at different times of the month, asking them, what questions are you getting asked most often? You know, simple questions that have been communicated many different ways, but continue to get asked. And that's where Alana shines, having that ability to answer those questions that a lot of times are easy to get to. They're in your production system, but it takes somebody to stop what they're doing, reach into the production system, get that answer, deliver it, whether it be email, answering a voicemail, calling somebody back. I mean, all these different other ways take time and effort. With Alana tied into your production system, she's going to reach out there and get that information, deliver it in a timely manner, sometimes even quicker than a human can do it. So that's one of those big things. But asking that staff what questions they're getting asked. The other is just to have a good idea of are people responding off personal devices to get business done?
It's a good one. Yeah.
And so to me, if I'm talking with a business owner and that topic comes up, it can be an area that can be a cause for customer dissatisfaction because nobody's available 24/7. And if that person wants to go on vacation, it's not like they're leaving their cell phone with somebody else to manage. So as we started Alexa, you know, Alana is a Alexa or Siri for the title industry or for title companies. You see on the screen here, text messaging, which is pretty exciting because of everybody going mobile, wanting to, you know, this, we're talking about frictionless interaction with customers and, you know, really being able to just be always available. People want to pick up the phone and call, but you know what? There's a whole host of buyers, sellers, real estate agents that are communicating using their phone every day. So what you're seeing on the left side there is text messaging. On the right side is the web chat that, Dean, you're all too familiar with putting, you know, I really cringe when I hear somebody say chat bot, because Alana is a virtual assistant and she is so much more than
she's so much bot. More than that. Yes. Yes.
She's got brains. She's got talent. She's got integrations. She's got all that.
Love it.
Yes. She's multi-talented. But we always talk about this slide and you've mentioned it before being the tip of the spear and communicating in a way that's effective. And then we talk about this, whereas open rates versus from a text message versus emails just are blown away. But And then we talked about market differentiation, creating different brands via Alana. And these are some brands that are well known in the industry. But Alana being able to do mass texting and marketing campaigns as well. But when we talk about the pillars of concentration, it's really conversations in online forums, digital transformation, and communications. So, you know, jumping right into this concept of what Alana does and how she does it. The great conversations is the title of this slide, and it really highlights what she's doing. So on the left there is an introduction that Alana will do, and asking for some interaction, but also talking about delivering documents and giving status along the way. And here you actually see two different documents that are delivered proactively. No human was involved. And that's what we're talking about here, which is lack of staff. You need people to do things.
Yeah.
And Alana's working for you and she's getting that out. And this is a real conversation. And, you know, we get more often than not, I love this slide for the sake that there's more people thank Alana each and every day, hundreds of times a day. And it's because she acts, behaves, and interacts like a human. And that's one of the, even though she says in an introductory, I'm a virtual assistant, I'm not even real. You know, she gets thank you. And then says, thank you, Alana, you're awesome. And then she always responds, sure thing.
Sure thing. Really, really humble. Yeah, that's
a sure thing. No problem. We got you. We got you.
Love it.
And this is another great one here. We're hoping to collect, you know, close next week. And, you know, Alana then acts as intermediary. Hey, thanks for providing this information that's been sent over to your closing team. So again, 24/7 being able to respond to these texts, pass them on and keep that workflow going, you know, pass critical information over. And that's otherwise humans are having to do it. And then there's questions. Hey, and these are conversational. You notice that there's no real two keywords that are being pulled out of this conversation. It says, you know, they're basically expressing an intent around funds. And then Alana's can understand what's being asked. Again, this is the AI component and working in full force and her giving an answer that's acceptable. Mm. On the day of closing and then it just goes into a little bit more detail there. So these are great conversations. This slide talks about all the different things that Alana can do. And we're working more and more to add to Alana's abilities. We always talk about what she can do next as an ability. And we have a few more type of great conversations here. Everything from, you know, where is assigning located, asking these questions along the lines of looking for a response, expecting a response to actually move forward the workflow process. This one's concerning COVID, very important in these days of making sure that people understand the process and procedures. And then ultimately, when that response is actually received, kicking off more and more workflow internal to the title company.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. This is great, man.
Yeah. Without going into too much more detail, I'm going to take a breath and pause right there.
Yeah.
This is
awesome. And I think it's helpful for those that are dialed into the visual part of this, just to kind of see, you know, how, the nature of the questions and, but more importantly, how Alana responds, right? Because I think for those that are familiar or have had some experience with chat, it's really a roll of the dice in terms of kind of the quality of that conversation, especially when it's not live, you know, and you're dealing with technology. But this is like leagues above of things that I've seen, which is why I get so excited about it. It's another reason why you guys are, I think, such an important partner in the hub, because it does maximize operational efficiency on the front end for so many of our agents that are just struggling with that time constraint. So I'm going to take this moment, I think, to kind of press pause and really, you know, speak to the audience in the sense that, you know, a lot of the things that I think you're talking about here, Hoyt, present an incredible marketing
and competitive advantage for customers that have invested in this type of technology. You know, that's been the difficult part, I think, in a service-based industry, is how do you differentiate yourself from the guy next door or gal next door? And, you know, the technology is an easy way to do that. You know, the challenge that most have is articulating, I think, the benefits to their audience. So what does a technology like Alana mean to my buyer, my seller, my realtor, my lender, you know, markets? Like, what does this mean to them? And so when we start thinking that through, and the fact that they can have, you know, those immediate responses to these common questions, you know, whether they're around location, what do I bring to closing? What do my closing costs look like? You know, whatever, you know, preliminary documentation I may need to bring, you know, it can grab all that, copies of certain documents. I mean, you touch on a lot of different elements here that go well beyond just the surface level type questions, which make that a meaningful experience. And at the end of the day, we talked about conversations and communication being a paramount pillar in how people perceive service, you know, and so this is a great way to kind of shout from the rooftops that you have a really, you know, next level solution to help with communication. So they're never lost in the process of where they stand with their file. They know exactly where they are at any given time, which I think is really, really powerful.
That's it. I, you know, when I talk to folks, it's, you know, I always say something along the lines of hire Alana as your next employee, because everybody's looking to hire. And at the end of the day, to your points, customer experience matters more today than it ever has, because consumers are realizing they have a choice. And in states like Texas, the product is the same no matter what title company you're going to. Your customer experience is what's going to be different. And so everybody looks to differentiate themselves through that experience, through that customer experience. Well, you know, we talk about an office and how beautiful an office is, and having things like readers in the table, you know, ready for people to be able to sign documents in the closing process. Those are great physical experiences that matter, and everybody's been focused on them for decades. But you know, it's that real estate agent working at odd hours, late at night, early in the morning, on the weekends, whenever they can, is where customer experience can really move the needle for an overall title company. So it's the people. We always talk people, systems, processes. These are all the key components to make a business successful. Well, you know, you can solve for the people. You know, you have your internal processes, and this technology can be another strong pillar within a company that's focused on customer service.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, I mean, if someone's kind of thinking in the frame of, I want to learn more about this, but how, you know, what would prepare them? What are some of the ways they can kind of get a handle of what questions matter with this type of technology? How does Alana kind of learn from that? But how did they even come up with the list? I mean, do you have any tips for that?
Yeah, well, you know, I always talk about the Alana brain. She used to have this baby brain when we started out back in, you know, 2018, 2019, and now she has a toddler brain. And what that really means is that when we first started out, she could interact and understand a handful of what we call intents from the AI world. Today, she can handle almost 250 different types of intents and conversations, complex and simple. And so that's been a conglomerate of a number of title companies that we've interacted with over the years. We always encourage our prospects and customers to interview the staff. What are the questions that you're getting? And let's marry those up against what Alana can answer. And so, but the funny thing is, we're in the industry, and we know some of the most popular questions that are always asked. You mentioned them yourself. File status. People want to know about that. Did you receive the deposit? People want to know about, these are important milestone elements that, you know, we talk about from an overall workflow perspective. It's how do you effectively communicate and respond to these questions in a way that your audience is comfortable interacting with you. And you know, we say it over and over again, Alexa and Siri for the title industry. You know, think about whether you're 8 or 80, you're texting.
Sure.
Let's make it seamless. Ask the questions just like you, an 8-year-old would ask their parents or an 80-year-old would ask their kids.
Well, it is powerful because, I mean, you know, we get in many cases hundreds of email a day and it just gets drowned out in the white noise. You know, texting, everyone responds to it. They look at it. It does hold that level of priority. So that's I'm not shocked by, you know, just personally speaking. I mean, I'm way more responsive on text sometimes than email in terms of speed. Definitely appreciate that. I guess what questions haven't I asked you that should you think would be important for the audience to know?
Well, you asked the part of the questions, and it's interviewing the staff to understand what are the most common questions being asked. But I'd say the other side is on the paper process. Looking at your overall process and thinking about how often are you, you know, emailing a PDF or doing things along those lines, and can those be candidates for converting into the digital world and gathering this much needed information through other means than the print, handwrite, fax, or scan back, so to speak. So I think those are areas that we put a significant amount of effort around, and that when we're talking with folks, a lot of times those are easy questions to ask, and they're high value areas that Alana can provide solutions into.
Awesome, man. Anything else about you, your company, that you want your audience to know? Favorite dessert? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a huge coffee guy. I love coffee. I love chocolate, and I love cycling. Go Cowboys.
Hey, there you go. That's awesome. So, yeah. And you will find Hoyt on a jog sometimes at these conferences. He's out there staying active. I've been impressed by that, man. It's impressive. Listen, it's always a joy speaking with you and connecting with you. Again, some takeaways here for the audience. You know, if you're looking at saving some time, you're looking at, you know, leveling up your competitive advantage, you know, Alana is a great option to, I think, add to your consideration, your technology stack. You know, we are definitely in some fast paced times that are challenging, and having as much technology that you can lean into that's a natural fit to your business and solves a lot of different problems is definitely a benefit. And certainly, you know, the spin out you're always going to hear from me is how can I leverage this thing for my marketing, right? How can I really kind of go out there and shout it from the rooftops to make me stand out? And this is an easy one to kind of connect those dots. I will put a plug in for our hub. Alana has been a partner in our hub now for, gosh, it's almost been a year, Hoyt, I think.
It has been.
So which is fantastic. So for those that aren't familiar with that, it's basically a single source reference for you, a resource to find technologies that we have integrated with to do just that, help you market the capabilities to your audience with what you've invested in that technology to help your business. So for those that are trying to, I think, take a next step in just learning more, what do you recommend their way of contacting you and learning more about Alana?
Well, Dean, I love the hub. I think that's a great place for people to go to, not only find out about Alana, but just a tremendous resource that you spend a lot of time building relationships with trusted partners to put on there, and we're honored to be part of that collaboration of solutions. The other is you can reach out to our website alana.ai. And get some information directly there. And there's all kinds of ways to get in touch with us. So we try to be everywhere, but push comes to shove, give Dean a call.
Nice. Yeah. Happy to field those calls. To everyone in the audience, again, I hope you found this productive. The aim was to give you a little bit more backstory on Alana and Hoyt and the company's, reasons for coming in and trying to, disrupt how we think about conversations and communications to improve that for a lot of agents and that are just getting crushed right now with not having enough time to do it all. We're excited. I think, Alana is, we're just at the tip of the spear with where you guys are headed, Hoyt. I'm really excited to see your growth and scale and how many more challenges you'll help our industry. And just again, as a soft reminder, with every new capability, that's a marketing opportunity, right? That is a great way to help you stand out, be more competitive, and in many cases, not have to create a new habit to do that. So hopefully everyone, you found this helpful. Hoyt, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure having you on and just, fireside chatting it. So I hope to have you back soon.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Thank you.